Hi, this is Kim Campbell, former Prime Minister of Canada. I've traveled far from Montreal, and you're listening to Travel World on CIQC AM 600.
Another holiday.
Welcome back to another edition of Travel World. This is Willem Backus in studio with Stephen Pickford and Brenda Philpott.
Yes, good afternoon. Pleasure to be here. I was away most of the week in London, England, but now back here in Montreal for this week on Travel World.
Well, this is a very exciting show. Of course, it's December the 6th. Yesterday was the Netherlands festival, Sinterklaas, which is our own version of Christmas. So it's a very festive mood today here at Travel World.
Yes, everyone dressed up for the occasion, I see.
Well, we welcome in studio with us Brenda Philpott, who's a very dear friend of the show. She is the daughter of Ron Philpott, our karate instructor. So we'll welcome Brenda in. Chad, the music, please. Chad's can't find the CD well. Anyway, as it comes in, we'll introduce Brenda to you. At any rate, Brenda is the Quebec bodybuilding champion, as well as a karate black belt in the style of Wado Ryu. And she actually got me into karate, which I find is one of the nicest things that we've ever done.
Right. I mean, and Willem got me interested in it because he was going. I decided to go, and I really enjoyed it. Being there for around a year and a half now.
Now the music for Brenda. Let's go.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Hi, Brenda. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
Well, so.
Good choice of music.
Yeah, so Brenda, welcome to the show. You're black belt, right?
Yes, I'm sporting it right now.
And how long has your father been teaching the class?
Oh my God, it's been at least 9-10 years now he's been teaching martial arts.
Well, that's terrific. And it's a great form of exercise. I mean, myself, I used to be terrified of doing karate of any style. By the way, what this has to do with travel, we're talking about a show, and the first segment is, of course, fitness in travel. When you're going, how do you keep up your exercise routines? How do you stay in shape, or things to do on the plane to
right, well-being in the air is one of those things. I followed a program, I'll be talking about it after the 12:15 break, about well-being in the air, steps that you can take, that was developed by British Airways, and they published a pamphlet to keep you sort of avoiding those effects of jet lag. And I followed the program, and it pretty well helped me. I was able to not feel like a vegetable for a week afterwards.
Well, that's amazing. And who better to talk about it than Brenda, who, of course, has helped me immensely with my own exercise program and also with karate. I know I used to be afraid of that kind of thing. I used to say, geez, I don't like fighting and violence and all that kind of stuff. But I found out that it's more about exercise control, and it's a very relaxing thing. Each and every time that I go to the karate class, I don't want to go, but when I come out, I'm glad I did.
Right, it clears your head, and you can think about something else for that hour and a half. And if you follow that same sort of regime and regimentation and dedication, even when you travel and you keep to that routine, that's the way to go to reduce the stress of not just everyday life, but of traveling as well.
Yeah, discipline is very, very important. That's learned in martial arts. It can also be transferred to other aspects of your life, as well as school, work. It can be used anywhere.
Helps keep your sanity in this stressful world.
Yeah, I think people underestimate the importance of fitness and having something in their life, time to themselves. And exercise is a good way to release the stress.
Mm-hmm.
Martial arts, contrary to popular belief, it is very non-violent. Mm-hmm. It is something where you're taught self-control, you're taught confidence, which a lot of people can use for public speaking, for talking on the radio.
Absolutely.
I'm more confident.
Well, I can see a marked improvement in not only my own confidence, but that of Stephen's as well. And it's overall just had a beneficial aspect of our life. Now, especially as far as nonviolence, in our own particular style, because there's different styles of karate, we follow the style of Wado Ryu, which means the way of peace and harmony.
Yeah, and it's traditional Japanese.
Absolutely. And we'd like to say hello to the Bunkai Karate Do class today, who most of whom is listening. Hello, Sensei Ron and Jeannie, and we wish you a very happy holidays. And for those of you who are even somewhat interested or even, thinking about it to see karate, the best instructor that I could possibly recommend, Sensei Ron Philpott. Call up Ron, 684-0113. That's Bunkai Karate Do, 684-0113. That's the best man for karate for
right,
you.
That's the number to call if you're interested in getting into the martial arts. If you're on the West Island, the west end of the city, Bunkai Karate Do is the learning place for the martial arts.
Absolutely.
Oh, definitely.
Why don't you say hello to your father?
Hi, Dad. It was great growing up with my father. Boy, if the dishes weren't done, boy, he had a great...
Kibarachi.
Yeah, kibarachi, ski.
Wax on,
yeah.
Wax off.
Although I always helped my father teach for a period of time, and I always invited the students to come over to my house and wax my car. Of course, some of them caught on. Some of them were a little younger and didn't understand, but...
Well, between wax on and wax off, we know what Stephen's favorite is, right? But, you know, all this exercise kind of make me a little bit hungry, you know?
Yeah, exercise, you have to
and
keep up the...
You have to do it first. You guys are hungry, you haven't started yet.
Right. Well, you know, we can think, right?
And we can think and we can imagine.
Well, actually, one of the sponsors of our show is Pizza Donini. And they have issued a challenge for us that they can deliver within 30 minutes right here to CIQC. And part of our festive atmosphere, we'd like to order a Pizza Donini. And I got to tell you something about Pizza Donini, okay? And this is no joke. I mean, the other guys on the other shows of this station have this other pizza place, and I swear, I must have ordered pizza from these guys just one or two times because it took forever to get there, even with their big 30-minute guarantee. Yada. But with Donini, they tell me, well, you're not within the 30-minute period, but, you know, 15 minutes later at my house in the West Island, they were there holding my food, and I couldn't believe it, you know?
Right, no, they have a whole commitment, talking about commitment and dedication.
They make great...
Montreal Company, 31 locations in the greater...
Oh, you've got to support Montreal.
Montreal-style pizza, Montreal Company, over 30 locations in the greater Montreal area.
And when you're hungry, boy, you want it now. Don't want to wait for that.
Yeah. You're actually following a special regimen on your own training plan, because you're planning to...
Yes, I'm planning to compete next year at the Tested Canadas and the Tested Quebecs.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is, unfortunately, we just can't eat anything we want anytime we want.
Right.
So we're on a strict regimen, those competing as well as myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a bit tough, but I tell you, the smell of pizza sure makes you feel good.
We may as well order it right away. Chad, let's call up Pizza Donini. Mmm, I can taste it now. Stephen, you can do the honors.
I can smell. Mm-hmm. That'd be so nice.
Yes,
good afternoon. Stephen Pickford calling from Travel World on AM 600 CIQC. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And we'd like to order our lunch because, I mean, we're getting hungry here sitting in the studio.
Okay.
So if you could send over a large...
Extra large.
Extra large pepperoni pizza.
We'll be glad to. I just need your phone number there, please.
It's 790-0600.
Okay, and to what address can we deliver that to?
211 Gordon in Verdun.
Okay. And can I have your name, please?
It's Stephen Pickford.
Okay.
And I think we need some Pepsis to wash down that great pizza with.
That would be Diet Pepsi for me with loads of aspartame. Well, following the health...
Right, follow, you have to keep healthy.
I'm
so,
here. He's getting serious now.
So maybe a mixture of regular Pepsi and Diet Pepsi.
How many would you like?
I would guess...
Let's say four Diet Pepsis. And, Chad, what do you like to drink?
I'm not picky. Don't worry about me.
Coca-Cola for Chad or Pepsi.
Right, so...
We're Pepsi people.
Maybe, half and half, as I say.
Okay, so four and four, is that
it? Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, and a couple of goodie packs while we're at it. I think Chad could use some chips and stuff.
Goodie, with the Diet Pepsis, you want the goodie packs, or with the regular Pepsis?
With the Diet Pepsis.
With
please.
The Diet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know, maybe a contradiction in terms, but I like Diet Pepsi better. We got to take care of Chad the engineer.
Right, yeah.
He's doing so well, and his hand is much better now, Chad. Way to go.
Now he'll
be
able to eat his pizza.
And when you want to stop a conveyor belt, Chad, use the stop button. Don't try to grab it.
Thanks for the advice.
Isn't it usually a red button?
Yeah, red button. Push the red button. And it says stop or arrête.
So can I get anything else for you?
Well, for now, I think that'll round
it up. I think that will be a very delicious lunch.
Yes, it will. I'm sure you'll be very happy.
Yeah, please call just before the delivery so we can send someone downstairs to
let you in the building.
Pizza man in.
No problem.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Thank
Enjoy
you.
Your lunch.
Thanks. Oh, so that'll be something to look forward to later on in the show.
I think it's time for a break. Chad the engineer, what do you say? Pizza Donini.
Travel World will continue.
Another holiday.
I think you're dead.
CIQC, Montreal.
Today, in the Gazette,
We have the story of a $50,000 government-backed loan awarded to former MNA Richard Holden.
A year after getting the loan, Holden's new company had failed to land a single contract.
Your tax dollars at work or not. The story is in today's Gazette.
And be sure to see the Gazette today for a special section on the perfect books to give at Christmas. The Gazette. It's the English language. Daily. Get your copy now.
Hi, this is Stephen Pickford. A year ago, I never thought I'd be using a computer. Today, I'm an internet junkie, and I love my computer, thanks to the good folks at Saturnus. I called 990-0802, and I was set to go. Call Saturnus at 990-0802. They've been in business for 25 years, and now I know why. Just one call to Saturnus at 990-0802, and I had my computer, printer, toner, and everything else I needed. Saturnus really knows their stuff, and they deliver. I didn't have to lift a finger. One call to 990-0802, and they brought everything, set it all up, and I was ready to go. And I know that when new things come out, I won't be left behind, because I can call 990-0802 anytime, and they'll upgrade me or trade me up. Now that's being computer smart. Having been in business for 25 years, you know that their 2-year guarantee on everything, even used computers, really means something. Just ask one of their many satisfied customers, like me. No matter what I need, toner, paper, disk, or software, I just call 990-0802, and it's there in no time. Call Saturnus today at 990-0802.
Ah, this suit looks like it'll fit me. Just suck in my gut.
There, it fits fine.
When it comes time to buying men's clothing, there are two things to consider. Get a measurement and visit M.H. Grover, clothing for the big and tall man. M.H. Grover provides a variety of designer menswear such as Chaps and Gila Roche, sizes 48 to 62. Shirts from Hathaway and Arrow up to size 21. Before you suck in your gut, see the selections at M.H. Grover & Sons Menswear for the big and tall at 4741 Wellington in Verdun, 769-3771.
When you shop Moulin Lacoste, it's a feeling.
And it's incredible savings every day. Like green beans, 49 cents a pound. Granny Smith apples, 69 cents a pound. Milk-fed veal front Equilab, $1.99 a pound. And White Swan facial tissue, 150 sheets, 69 cents.
The Garden of the Mediterranean.
On Notre Dame in Chamonix, St. John's Road in Pierrefonds, Newman in LaSalle, and opening soon in Saint-Laurent.
In my eyes, in this world.
Start your vacation a day earlier at the Best Western Hotel International, Dorval. For just $79, enjoy a restful night's sleep. Then leave your car for the duration of your trip, up to 4 weeks, in the Best Western Dorval secure and locked parking lot. Hop aboard the Best Western's free 24-hour-a-day airport shuttle. It's only 1 kilometer to Dorval Airport. For less than just the cost of parking at other lots, spend your evening soaking in Montreal's largest hotel whirlpool and gain an extra hour's sleep without worrying about early morning weather. Arriving late on your return? Then Best Western's $79 parking package is for you as well. Drop your car off before departing and rest up on your return before hitting the road. When heading off from Dorval this winter, your best bet is the Best Western Hotel International, Côte de Liesse at Dorval Circle. Telephone 631-4811 for reservations today.
From KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa, happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Welcome back to Travel World, and that's the sign of James Bond. You know what's going to be coming up after the 12:30 mark. It's Miriam Boehm from Jet Setter Travel Boutique. I'm so excited to be here.
Right, part two of our Christmas gift-giving suggestions from Jet Setter Boutique on Laurier. That's always interesting when Miriam Boehm drops by with some
when
of her finds.
I love it. She brings all these really neat things for when you travel. I mean, this is what they have at Jet Setter. They have all the goodies that you need when you travel. I mean, you travel alarms, so you go to different places, water purifiers, whatever. So you're going to hear a lot more about that after the 12:30 hour. And now I'd like to welcome back in studio the great Brenda Philpott and Quebec bodybuilding champion. And why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, actually, I'd like to say a big hello to PowerFlex Gym. I think they're listening right now and hopefully working very hard with their weights. Mark/Gus, I hope you're doing a really hard workout today.
I don't think he works hard enough, does he?
Well, I don't know. Peter says that he better be doing a hard one because usually he doesn't.
Well, that's very good. Work hard, and I'd like to welcome the listeners at the PowerFlex Gym. It's great to have you aboard Travel World, and Brenda is here in studio to show us the fruits of her labor. That's it's really great because she worked in 1995. You won the Quebec title, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I trained very hard, a lot of preparation. Obviously, you can't compete just training after a year. You have to train several years and then do contest preparation, and it's a way of life. It takes a big chunk out of your life.
Yeah, but unlike a lot of bodybuilders, though, Brenda does it reasonably. I mean, there's a lot of bad stuff in bodybuilding.
Right, a lot of people go overboard with all the body-enhancing drugs that can really, later on in life, be a detriment to your whole body and well-being.
Yes, definitely. I strongly believe everything in moderation as far as, keeping as healthful and as natural as possible, eating good food, well-balanced meals, even though we have to measure our food and we're on a very strict diet.
Yeah.
It is still very, very well balanced. Mm-hmm. We get fruits, lots of fruits and vegetables, and plenty of good things. We get a lot of rest as well as heavy training.
Yeah, so you have to work very hard at this. You have to stay strictly on the diet that you're on. So we hope we don't make you all hungry while we're munching on our pizza, but we'll be thinking about
it. Oh, you'd be very surprised. A good sniff of a pizza sometimes is very, very satisfying.
Well, that's terrific.
So and we get the odd time to cheat. Like, I mean, a lot of people, I think they deprive themselves of things that they crave for, and that's the biggest mistake people make.
Sure.
If you have a craving, satisfy it, but satisfy it in moderation. Don't have a full bag of chips. You know, have a couple chips. Have a cookie, and not every day. You know, use it as a reward. You have a good week. You've been eating well. Okay, you deserve a reward. Go out Saturday night, have dessert.
Sometimes hard to eat just one chip.
Right. Sometimes you get one, and then it becomes two, and becomes two cartons. You know.
You get the small bags.
Definitely. Now, you were going to demonstrate some of your bodybuilding. One thing I'd like to say about Brenda, I mean, there's a lot of bodybuilders, women. Sometimes they scare me because they look so muscular, they don't look feminine anymore. But Brenda doesn't have that. She was the champion, and she won, and she looks great.
Oh, thank you very much.
So why don't you show us, Chad? Roll music, please. Cut number two. So Brenda's getting up right now. She's in her karate gi, and she's going to do a little bit of posing there.
Right, some bodybuilding posing. Show us what made you the 1995 champion.
Because she is a black belt of the Wado Ryu, and she's going to show us some of her muscles there. So here we go, Chad. She's going to show us some muscles there. Those very well-toned legs. So what kind of work do you have to do on the legs, Brenda?
Oh, a lot of squats.
A lot of squats and
heavy work.
Heavy weight work on that kind
of
thing.
A lot of definition work.
What is that pose that they do when you grab your muscle there? You know, you grab your arm and you
flex.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, why don't you show us, Brent?
So
there's a side pose. Okay. Whoa, that. I mean, you can actually see the muscles, but definitely she's all woman. That's for sure. It's that's great. It's a super pose. Well, you want to see anything more, Chad? What about the leg poses and stuff? What muscles do you have to work on the legs for posing?
Oh, just concentrating on the full body. I mean, you have to think of every muscle and its position, and it makes sure it's all flexed.
Okay.
All the way down.
Now, when you're doing that kind of thing, why don't you come back to the microphone, Brenda, and tell us a bit about the routine that you go through to do this. Because posing, while it may look like a show or something like that, it's actually a lot of hard work because you have to grab and you have to stay put for a long time while you pose, and you got to flex muscles that you don't normally use. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, posing is probably the most difficult part of the bodybuilding competition.
Right.
In other words, we have compulsory poses that we're judged on.
Uh-huh.
We have to hold positions where you have to flex just about every muscle, especially the ones pertaining to that particular pose, and it's very, very strenuous. I mean, people work up a lot of sweat in a very short period of time.
Right.
And it requires a lot of finesse and a lot of practice to get that muscle control.
How do you avoid going, say, over the top and ending up looking like a guy?
I guess genetics has a bit to play with it, too.
Yeah.
How the person looks to begin with, the structure. Someone maybe who's short and very stocky to begin with will probably, enhance that feature. Maybe drugs and sports too. That I don't think helps.
No, we like to.
As well.
Right, keep everything drug free.
Keep everything healthy. I mean, we're not exactly the health tree here with our pizza and Diet Pepsi, but we do like to stay away from that kind of side of things.
Sure, and it's good to indulge once in a while. Even ourselves, I think that the most fun we have is after competition,
mm-hmm.
where we get to go out and eat whatever we want for a few days, obviously very carefully, because we end up with a lot of water retention from having all the salt that we didn't have before.
So you go through an awful lot of work to do that. And it's great to see the results. You've worked very hard. You won the 96 in the 95 in Quebec. And you're going for which title now?
1998. I'm going, the main one that I really am heading towards is the Test in Canada. And it's a contest that's actually called the Natural Team Universe.
Yeah.
And what they're trying to do is take Canadian athletes, the best of Canada, and mm-hmm. put together a Canadian team that they can send to the World Championships.
Really?
And that's the 29th of August, 1998, at Centre Pierre Pelladeau in Montreal. Uh-huh. I'm also going to do the Test in Quebec. It's good to have a trial run
right.
at the end of April, 25th of April, at Cégep Marie-Victorin.
Mm-hmm.
A good trial run for me. Since I've done the regular Quebecs now, I'd like to branch into the tested one. And I have to say that, you know, as much as you're giving me credit here and complimenting me very nicely,
yes.
It's not an individual sport. I mean, I have a lot of support from members of the gym.
Why don't you say hello to some of the people who help you out?
Oh, definitely. A coach.
Your coach, the slave driver.
Definitely, the slave yes. driver. We call him the dungeon master.
not like Steve.
No.
Some people in the audience don't want to have his number.
Yes.
No, but he's a very good coach.
Excellent coach. If definitely you're interested in serious bodybuilding, I mean, PowerFlex is the place to be. It's the number one team 2 years in a row at the various contests throughout Quebec.
Mm-hmm.
They always come out with a big team, mm-hmm. 13, 15 strong sometimes. And he has a lot of dedication. It's one of the few gyms that you will have a coach that is with you through everything. The diet, the posing, he weighs you just about every week. He's always there helping you out in the gym. I can't thank him enough. I'm sure the other competitors too.
Well, that's really
definitely
something.
Feel the same way.
Now, you don't have to be a bodybuilding champion to go to this gym.
No, definitely not. We have a lot of other members. It's just an encouraging environment.
Yes.
Having the other people train so hard that if you just want to get into shape, it's a good place to go and get into shape and meet people. Very good place to release stress and mm-hmm. Just be social. I mean, training doesn't have to be. I mean, we take it to the extreme, but
right.
it can be very, very enjoyable.
Yeah. I know that myself, I was intimidated. I mean, I used to train at this other gym, and now there's this PowerFlex here. And the thing that I used to be afraid of, you know, there's all these big bodybuilders. They're going to be laughing at me.
Right, people
I mean,
would come up to you and look at you and say, oh, you're nothing, you know, and you're not as good as us.
Oh, but
bump some iron, yeah.
You'd be very surprised. I think people who are into going to the gym are actually very nice, and the thing they like to do most is help you out. If you're someone who's just a beginner or you feel self-conscious, don't worry about it. I mean, they're very accepting. They're very helpful. I mean, people spot me all the time. It's a good environment.
To spot
very
is
positive.
To help while you're doing an exercise.
Yeah. Spotting is to help. Sometimes you just get the last repetition in of a particular
right.
exercise.
That's something. I mean, I found that myself when I went to a gym like that. Anything that I needed in the way of help, it's usually the guys that I thought were the scariest, but who are the most friendly and the most helpful. So you really cannot prejudge. If you're the least bit interested in fitness or maybe doing something about getting into some kind of an exercise program, PowerFlex is a great place to go. It's in the West Island on Henry Bourassa Boulevard. So you can go there. You can meet Brenda's coach and a few other people that
she got
to say thank
you
to.
And I mean, there's other coaches too. I mean, I do some personal training myself,
uh-huh.
and as well as a few other people who've competed before. The phone number, if anybody's interested,
yes.
I guess I should give that,
mm-hmm.
is 331-9588.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And also, just a little plug, I also have a little bit of support from
sure.
Nutri Depot.
Aha, the Nutri Depot.
Yep, that's on the West Island as well, on
uh-huh.
Sources Road, 685 Body.
685 Body.
Yep, and they have clothing, supplements, natural supplements, of course. And
is that in the same plaza as my favorite place, 685 Woofers?
Oh, yeah.
I think that's near there, but talking about getting nearer, it's getting nearer and nearer for that time for that pizza to arrive.
Pizza arrival time.
Now you're making me hungry.
Pizza Donnelly, 383-6000, real
very
great
easy.
Pizza, a whole lot more. And
just one number in the city.
One number. Don't have to start looking around in the phone book for it. It's just one number, 383-6000, and that piping hot, made in Montreal, Montreal-style pizza will be at your door in 30 minutes or less. My mouth is watering already.
We're looking forward to it. So, well, let's take a break, Chad, and we'll come back.
You guys are bad.
Travel World will continue.
AM 600 Montreal.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Holiday Tradition, brought to you by Pierrefonds Nursery's Florist Shop, 11409 Gwen, just east of Sources. For your holiday greenery, trees, plants, flowers, and arrangements, call 684-4838, Pierrefonds Nursery's Florist Shop.
The Thanksgiving feast wasn't exactly what the early pilgrims had in mind. More in a moment.
Make it a blooming, beautiful holiday season. Make Pierrefonds Nursery's Florist Shop your source of a super Christmas tree, real or artificial. Beautiful holiday plants, including poinsettias, bouquets, and floral arrangements with fresh or dried flowers for gifts or festive celebrations. In fact, you can help create your own arrangement with the floral designer on staff. Call 684-4838 or head for 11409 Gwen, just east of Sources. Pierrefonds Nursery's Florist Shop, 684-4838.
The Christmas Carol is an enduring classic, but for Charles Dickens, it was a story written out of necessity. Dickens had written the first part of a serial story that was poorly received by the critics. Frustrated and broke, Dickens walked the streets of London composing A Christmas Carol, the story of Scrooge and Tiny Tim that has become a holiday tradition.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel du Four, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel du Four, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
If breakfast has a special place in your heart, then we have the special place for breakfast. Chez Carole is a homey restaurant on Bridge Street, Point St. Charles, across from Club Price, and it's all about breakfast. Good, hearty, reasonably priced. In fact, at Chez Carole, you can eat from 5 a.m. to 11 for as low as $1.50 for petit déjeuner, $2.95 a full breakfast. And from 11 to 2, try Chez Carole's lunch brunch menu, including sandwiches. Chez Carole, 321 Bridge Street, across from Club Price, open Monday through Saturday for great breakfasts.
Hi, this is Amanda Ober from News Channel 2 in Orlando. Stay tuned for my exclusive reports from Florida here on Travel World with Stephen Pickford on AM 600 CIQC.
Welcome back to Travel World. You only live twice. The James Bond theme, and we're back with Miriam Bowen on Travel. I love it when you come in the studio, Miriam.
There's so much great stuff here. I mean,
this is a beautiful place. Jet Setter Travel Boutique. Don't forget, 66 Laurier West is between Clark and St. Urban. This is the place you gotta go.
Right,
Jet Setter Travel Boutique.
Great Christmas gift giving suggestions. I mean, there's just so much there. And Miriam's here with her little Santa's cab or elves, helpers.
Gift giving mood. I've got my big red bag.
Kipling bag. That's very sturdy too, isn't it?
Holds a lot of stuff, and I've just filled it up with all kinds of Christmas ideas for. But I brought you guys a little something.
Yes.
Thank you very much. You're very generous.
And a little something for your girlfriend.
Oh, yes.
I thought she'd be here today, but.
Mary, you would love this. And
it's Kipling, it's got the little monkey, and.
Oh, my goodness.
So you always do the Goldfinger song when I come in, so I thought I'd show you
my gold
collection here.
No. This is a
little pouch, and inside. There is a shopping tote in a lovely gold color.
Look at that.
Color.
Gold?
It's
and
a big gold tote?
It's a gold tote. I have a whole collection of gold bags, and they're really sharp.
Isn't there something? And it's got a zipper top. Is it water resistant?
It's water resistant, and it folds up really tiny.
So you can actually carry this in a small, it's about, six, like a size of a photo, maybe, in a little pouch. You carry it with you. And then when you have to shop, you have something last minute to bring with you.
You
take
just
this.
Take it out, and then you've got it.
These are neat when you travel, because sometimes when Stephen and I travel, we pick up stuff, and we end up with more than fits in our suitcase.
And it weighs it down, and you wish you had another bag. But if you'd taken two bags, you'd have carried one empty one with you. So now here you have something that you just use when you need it.
That's it. It's for your extra load. I've got so much stuff here, so I'm just going to show you one thing after that. This is brand new.
Now, this new stuff.
Beep, 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 beep. Really neat.
Mm-hmm.
It's a map. And it's printed on a silk handkerchief.
Oh.
And this is developed. This happens to be the map of Montreal.
Okay, yeah.
And it just folds up into nothing. Put that in your pocket, and you have, we've got the Montreal Metro, we've got Paris, and New York. They've started off
gorgeous.
With about five titles. This was developed during the World War. The fighter pilots used them as their maps. Parachutists also have been using the topographical maps on silk.
Uh-huh.
And it's a great idea, and somebody finally got the idea to print maps and put them out
on a beautiful, this is very high quality silk too. It's very good.
Yeah, nice and light, weighs nothing.
It's called cool iron, so we have to iron it cool, I suppose, or pump some cool iron. Speaking of cool iron, Brenda still has a few people she'd like to say hello to. Brenda's still in studio with us, the bodybuilding champion. So Brenda, who'd you like to?
Well, definitely my family and close friends. Family, very important. Peter, Peter Cohn. Actually, some of these gifts he could use. He travels a lot. He's a race car driver.
Yeah, definitely.
So he travels a lot. He can use just a tote bag right there.
He buys
me gifts.
he's racing to Daytona, you said to us, eh?
Yeah, I believe he's doing testing and also a race in January in Daytona.
So we got to wish you the best of luck, Pete. And you got to tell us once on Travel World how you transport all your gear with you. I mean, you drive down and stuff, so... Maybe on a future edition of Travel World we can cover that, but it was very nice having Brenda in studio with us, and she can share in all the
looking at the great gift suggestions that are
there's so much
coming
we,
up.
We
got
to go to what's a space pen?
Okay, the space pen.
Hey, John is here. How you doing, John?
The story behind the
this
Fisher
was used
space
by
pen.
The astronauts.
Oh, look at that! Ooh,
it's a pressurized ink cartridge, and means you can write upside down. You can write underwater, you can write on any greasy surface, and the ink won't dry out for 100 years.
100 years.
It goes down to minus 50 Fahrenheit or up to 250 degrees Fahrenheit.
Right
in any type of condition.
Oh, yeah, sure. It would work. If it could work in a rocket ship.
How much is a pen like that, Miriam?
This one is 36.
That's it?
Sorry, 35.
35.
Yeah.
$35.
Well, for a cartridge pressurized pen of this kind of quality, and another thing about this particular pen, Miriam, does it... leak in your pocket. That's
I
what
would
happens
hope
in my pen.
Not.
No, because if it ever leaked out in space, if it can survive the conditions of outer space, it can survive like any condition here on Earth.
Well, so it survives. It's better than those little 49-cent bics that we had to change shirts on.
Oh, yes.
It's hermetically sealed.
Oh, well, then it's extremely high quality. This is super duper, and it's not big either. It's,
no, it's
about
very
4
compact.
Inches long.
This is another item that is useful. I don't know if I've shown this to you
No,
before.
A heated ice scraper.
You plug it into your car lighter.
The lighter socket.
Lighter socket. It heats up, and then in seconds you can just scrape off. It's 6 feet long cord, so you can go around the whole car.
Well, that's nice, Miriam, but is that also the companion product, which is the electric lock de-icer? You plug it in your cigarette lighter?
That's it. That's the little brother.
The little brother.
Little brother.
Now, I thought you'd like this, too, because you guys... are always
oh,
so
I know
wild.
Someone who'd like the Tasmanian devil. It's a wild coyote.
Well, this one is wild coyote.
Wily coyote.
Is,
look at
he's
that.
He's called a draft dodger. And you just place him in front of a drafty door or window, and
draft
it fills...
Draft dodger.
Yeah, because a lot of times at this time of year, you can feel the wind coming in, especially if you're... And that's great to take with you if you're staying at some of those motels out in the middle of nowhere. You're going up to Pulp and Paper Country. Those are guys going
what
up to...
What are you referring to, Stephen?
Oh, yeah. Well, we know some motels, but you put that in front of, let's say, the door, and keeps your room very nice. Warm.
There's a bunch of fun characters. There's Bugs Bunny, but I really liked him because he's got the stick of dynamite in his hand.
Yeah,
he's a real.
That's really cute. It goes along the bottom of a door to keep the draft out.
But just make sure that when you go in the airport, you don't say you're carrying a coyote with a stick of dynamite.
Oh, books. What's his book? NutriPoints.
Okay.
Hey.
This book is a fake book.
Oh.
It was once a real book, and what they did was
they cut out the interior.
They cut out the interior and slid in a little box. And this
that's
is a
smart.
Secret hiding place.
Ah, so secret hiding place.
That you just put into your onto your bookshelf. No one has any idea, and then it holds anything you like, passport, keys, money.
Yeah, that's important, so people don't go rifling through your stuff. Hey, does that sound like, I think a phone call just came in. Chad, are they here? It died.
Oh,
okay. Maybe if John is kind enough, we can share a pizza with John. Maybe you can check for the pizza people for us? What do you say? I don't know. Anyway, let's go ahead.
Half volt auto
coffee maker for the
car.
For those of you who don't get enough coffee.
This plugs also into your lighter.
It's not $23 and that's it? It plugs in your lighter and you make coffee.
Make coffee, peas, soup, spaghetti, anything your heart desires.
It's pretty cool.
Well, yeah, you can make soup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
right, because a lot of rooms don't have any place to make anything, so you can just take it along with you, and you've got your sort of own self-contained kitchenette unit.
What was that you were saying, Brenda?
Yeah, I think the biggest concern, especially for those competing or very strict about the diet, is we can't really carry microwave everywhere we go, especially in the car, and we got a food that we like hot sometimes. That would be perfect.
So this is a perfect thing for Brenda.
This particular one plugs into the lighter, and there's other models that we have in the store that plug into the wall, and they're basically kettles, and it's an element that heats up, and you can boil anything in it, and we have dual voltage ones, so if you happen to be going to Europe. And Willem, the little present we gave you, I think Brenda might be interested in, because...
The little mixer, yes. I like this mixer myself, because on the diet that I follow every now and then, is you got to mix little powders and packets and stuff like that, and sometimes you have to take nutritional supplements on your particular program, Brenda.
Yeah.
So this... Oh, thank you so much, Miriam. You must have read my mind.
I think I did, because I was really wondering what would be good for you, and...
What do you get the man who's got everything, right?
Yeah.
That's what they say.
And everyone in the store is going crazy with these. They've been making cappuccinos.
Oh, can you get spare little mixer ends there?
I probably think you can, but they give you two, so two should be enough.
Batteries are included.
Batteries included.
That's
for
the
you.
Difference.
That's the present.
That's the difference.
Oh, thank you. So this thing is a little... This is pretty cool.
And really, you could, aside from your diet and protein drinks and things like that, you could mix anything, salad dressings and eggs and...
That thing's pretty powerful. It's powerful enough to actually mix these things, and you get one of those lumpy hot chocolates that I'm used to.
Right. It can really clean up the whole liquid.
So
yeah,
this would be perfect
really
for you,
handy.
Brenda.
Comes in a little travel pouch, folds up.
It comes in a clear package, a little plastic thing.
Right, very easy
so
to carry with you.
Put it with your toiletries, and it's not going to, you're not going to end up with shampoo all over your mixing.
Right, by having it in that plastic container, you can just seal it up and
this is
keep
like
it fresh.
Floating camera almost. I never forget floating camera. Thank you very much, Miriam.
You're very welcome.
I like the little black ribbon that you have here that says Jet Setter all over.
Yeah,
it's very classy.
That's our holiday ribbon.
I
we
see.
We do gift wrapping.
What is it? A little camera built into a pair of sunglasses? Like
flip
Mission
down
Impossible?
Magnifying glasses.
Oh, that's cool.
And each lens flips down separately, and you have impact-resistant lenses. Comes in a velour pouch, and you can take it along for reading, sewing, hobbies. But again, very easy.
So it's a pair of glasses that you flip the lenses down for normal vision.
Normal vision.
And when you want to magnify, you flip it up. Oh, this is pretty, oh my God.
A lot of times when you're in hotel rooms and the mirror's too far away and you're putting on contact lenses or you're putting on makeup, it's great for putting on makeup. So you just flip up one eye.
Right, you do one at a time.
You flip
and
it down
so you can still see and while you're doing it. And then you can, you get the clear vision in one eye
you
and then you work
it down,
on the other.
Be like my dad and say... Yeah, right.
So that's a great gift for your dad.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And here we have the mobile office. This is something fun to play with.
Yes.
I'll let you play around with this thing.
Not just a Swiss Army knife.
There's all kinds of office tools in here. You've got stapler and...
A stapler? You've got... This is basically a Swiss Army knife with scissors. Are the scissors any good? I'm going to check this out. The stapler, a tape measure... A hole punch, a staple and tack remover, pencil sharpener, a carton opener, and a ballpoint pen. Carton opener you need all the time.
Yeah, you have all the office supplies you
and
need.
And pocket size, too.
Without having to sort and try to chase after, where you can get them at a hotel front desk or whatever.
Letter opener instead of, running your finger along and getting a paper cut. Oh, and time to take a break.
And that means that the pizza is going to be here in just a minute. And if you'd like your own pizza, just give them a call. Pizza Dunnany 383.
6,000. It's going to be here after the break. Yumbo.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Piping hot pizza.
All right, Chad, let's go.
It's inevitable.
You always need something from the drugstore. At least once a week, often more, you find yourself heading for your neighborhood drugstore list in hand. If your neighborhood is Côte Saint-Luc, then Noemi Scheinfeld, owner and pharmacist, and her staff at the Jean Coutu in the Côte Saint-Luc Shopping Center are your friends in waiting. And if you're near Queen Mary Road, then Peter Tsonis, owner and pharmacist, and his staff are ready to help you at the Jean Coutu, 5345 Queen Mary, just west of DeCary. For friendly, helpful service, Jean Coutu in the Côte Saint-Luc Shopping Center and 5345 Queen Mary.
You guys are bad.
Montreal. Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagary Travel's USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagary Travel in Dollar today, 626-3132, to find out how you can save your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagary, 626-3132. Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Center. Jet Center is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Lusbortzak, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Center, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Center, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Center, Montreal's travel accessory center. 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Saint-Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
Today, in the Gazette,
we have the story of a $50,000 government-backed loan awarded to former MNA Richard Holden.
A year after getting the loan, Holden's new company had failed to land a single contract.
Your tax dollars at work or not. The story is in today's Gazette.
And be sure to see the Gazette today for a special section on the perfect books to give at Christmas.
The Gazette. It's the English language. Daily. Get your copy now.
This is Sharon Delaney from WXLV-TV in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Stay listening to Travel World with Stephen Pickford here on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Welcome back to Travel World on AM600 CIQC. We're here in studio with Stephen Pickford, Willem Backus, Miriam Bowen, Brenda Philpott.
Yep, full studio here this afternoon, and maybe even...
And the pizza is here.
The pizza Donini has arrived.
We got to say a warm thank you to Pizza Donini.
Yeah, a great pizza, real great pizza has arrived. So
Let's try one of these granola bars out from the Goodie Pack. The Goodie Packs, for those that don't know, is a Pizza Donini exclusive. What they do when you order a pizza is they allow you to order maybe one or two. Not only just drinks, but they give you chips, a chocolate bar, and a granola bar. So, I mean, it's a complete meal. You've got dessert, you've got everything.
Right, you don't have to add anything else. You have your drink.
I'm going to have a granola bar right now.
And let's keep looking.
A granola bar in honor of the health tree. I've got to eat something healthy, right?
Yeah, the granola bar out of Atlanta. In memory of Eastern Airlines, you're having a granola bar. So.
Brenda's smelling the chocolate.
More
I think I brought something that could help you guys after your pizza. It's called a sport towel. And this actually could be interesting for you, Brenda. It's an all-purpose sport towel that folds up into this little package here. And it's completely washable, and it absorbs like 10 times its weight. And then you just wring it out, and it's ready for use again. And it's great for gyms and pools and beaches. And then
10 times its weight. Wow.
Yeah,
because we sweat
absorbent.
A lot.
That's an awesome towel.
We sweat a lot.
Or if you've taken a shower after and you don't want to carry around a big, huge towel.
Yeah, because it takes up so much room, these big towels in it. Oh, these are fantastic.
Yeah, so that's wonderful, and it just rolls back up and goes into its plastic holder. And if you happen to be on the beach or somewhere where you can't wash up like you guys in the studio here, munching,
we're eating lunch here, you know,
here.
Just watching everyone else.
Great. Pizza Panini is awesome.
A no-rinse body bath where you don't need water. You
body
guys
bath?
Can wash up after.
Waterless.
And Stephen, you can even wash your hair.
Oh, yes, I wash my hair right here in the
odors.
Studio.
That's good for us. Biodegradable.
Campers, boaters, yeah, you
so
can
this
go out to...
So this is environmentally friendly on top of that.
Yep.
Look at that, crunchy granola, environmentally friendly.
All these environmentally friendly products, but it's great when you go out camping or boating or out in the woods. You know, you want to feel clean and want to feel yourself. You have all the right products to do it. You don't start...
So this is, you absolutely don't need to rinse when you're using these products.
Do you have something like that for hair? Like sometimes shampoo?
Yeah, so
right
no
here,
rinse shampoo, that's what we have here.
Oh, this is cool.
So you guys can do
so you have a bath.
So you don't have to stick your head in a bucket and you worry about water getting all over the trailer floor and... have the dog run through tracking mud.
Oh, it sounds like you've done this before, Willem. Recounting your personal experiences.
When we're working on pets?
Robbie.
Yeah, well, it's very gentle soap, so I imagine it would.
Probably work on your dog.
Yeah.
Rivet and Robbie and Peter the cat.
Sometimes I've been at the beach with the kids, and you want them to wash up before they get back inside, take the sand and all the
18 muck
off.
In one? Another one
There's
of those.
There's another one I thought you'd want to play with. It's a multi-purpose survival.
She knows I love gadgets, eh?
This everything is a gadget.
Woman after my heart. Look at this.
Yeah. This one, I'll let you play with it. It's called 18-in-1.
I know. I love it when she comes on the air.
18-in-1, because I think the other one was only like 12-in-1.
The other one was 11.
So this is 18-in-1. Yeah, 11. So this one is 18.
Anybody who's ever met the flagship of Air Subaru can tell that I bought the best car that Subaru built, and then I even added stuff to it that's not supposed to be on it. So it's got a compass, and it's got magnifying, so you can use your lenses if you want ultimate, and it's got a light. A light, and it's got a little tongue in here. What's the tongue do?
There's a whistle, too.
It's a whistle?
So you could draw attention to yourself if you were, let's say, lost in the woods.
Right.
You have a complete survival kit.
There's a telescope.
A telescope?
You can spot ahead if you're out backpacking.
Well, that's what that thing is that I'm trying to open.
There's some fishing line, too.
Really?
Oh,
if you're
boy.
Going fishing. Sorry. You found the whistle.
Found the whistle. The whistle works.
All right, I'm going to blow the whistle on you, pal. Boo. Chad, you're supposed to say boo.
There's a fishing kit.
The time delay.
Right on cue. That's what they call a 7-second delay in radio.
Hook remover.
Oh, yeah. A hook remover. Yeah, that's important. You know, you've gone fishing.
Because how else are you going to get that?
No.
Yeah, because our friend Farley, you know, when he goes down to the fishing pier, you know, he has trouble getting that hook out of the mouth.
Yeah, well, actually, it's really good. You can get out of the fish, so you can eat more quickly, that kind of thing. It's tough, because when they say you're working with fish hooks, it's so dangerous, they usually tell you, use pliers.
Right,
and hold it very carefully in your hand.
One slip, I mean, there goes...
Very, very sharp. So
sharp cut.
This is a really awesome, and it's not expensive.
And it's a great gift. Anybody's going outdoors.
I got to point one thing out. Jet Setter is a small business. It's Miriam Bowen. It's your company.
I have a partner, Chuck Breger.
Chuck and Miriam, their own company. Please encourage small business. Don't go to the big things. Why do you go to the big department stores? They got enough money to lose and stuff like that. Come to a small business. I'm very pro.
And you get that personalized attention to service, I think, which is really important.
You come into Miriam's store, it's not you and 10,000 other people that look like you. It's hello, Mr. Backus. Hello, Mr. Pickford. They will remember you. They're great, friendly, courteous staff. Support small business. Support Jet Setter. These are awesome, awesome place. It's not the cheapest price in town. I mean, if you go for the cheap thing, you're going to get what you pay for. You're going to get, you know, a knife that's going to break the first time you use it. You know, one of your dollar store screwdriver sets that you know, can't turn a good screw, you know, on a good day. You're going to get high-quality merchandise at a reasonable price.
Right, and you get that personalized service. Well, which is very important in the retail sector.
We've tried to cover all the price points. So if somebody doesn't want to spend a lot of money, we have things that aren't expensive, $5, $10. And if you have more money to spend, then, you know, we have a selection for that as well. I think it's important, though, the point that you made, that you do get what you pay for. And that I've learned over the years.
Absolutely.
Choosing merchandise and thinking that there's a bargain out there, and it's not necessarily a bargain.
No, you want to get value for your money. I think
exactly.
The key operative word in today's environment is value for money.
Yeah, you know, we're covering two great topics in travel. We're covering fitness, and we're covering the accessories we need while we go traveling. Fitness is very, very important. It's not something you just do to go to a gym to look like Mr. Macho Man or anything like that. It's something you do to stay alive, to have that verve and pep in your life. And, you know, even Stephen and I, who happen to be slightly nuts, we do our katas on the beach. That's a karate
and it keeps
pattern.
It keeps our minds fresh and free and helps make the travel experience all the better.
It's much more enjoyable.
Another good idea, too, is a lot of people think, well, you know, a lot of hotels and have gyms first off. You should check before you do travel if the accommodations are there. And not only that, I mean, you can put a skipping rope and some of those rubber band stretch exercise things, and you can do a lot of a workout in your own hotel room.
Absolutely. There's this great hotel on the way to Salisbury Beach in White River Junction that Steven and I stayed at, and they have this awesome... It's an awesome gym, and it's an improved quality hotel, too, wasn't it?
Right. Oh, yeah, the Best Western in White River Junction, and we worked out there, did our
status. We love Best Western.
Yeah, the Best Western into the Junction in White River Junction.
What else have you got for us?
Some people don't realize that there's a lot of little accessories, and they're not necessarily expensive, and they're not necessarily big or heavy and taking up a lot of room, but they can make the difference between your trip being enjoyable and your trip being maybe hassled and... you being tired and not having the energy that you're talking about. It doesn't take much. Just a couple of things can sometimes make the difference. These could make a difference.
Dry socks.
On a wet, snowy day. This, I think, is they're
Miriam,
amazing.
They're the actually is playing.
Socks.
Sorry to interrupt you, Miriam, but that's the end title. All too soon, like all good things.
Our Voyager Discovery must come to an end, and that means we'll be back again next Saturday from noon to one, talking about my trip the past week to London, England, with Genevieve Bourne from Music Plus, and talking about more about British Airways, their wellness program in the air, and their business class services. So that's next week.
That's next week on Travel World. You know something? We had a great show here, Miriam. It always happens when you come in the studio.
Time just whisked by.
It whisked by.
20 minutes, 25 minutes on the air, but I mean, there's just so much stuff, and you owe it to yourself to get down to Jet Setter, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Sader Bank. Give them a call at 271-5058, and you've got a whole wealth of Christmas gift-giving suggestions and ideas to share with everyone.
Well, we got to say goodbye. It's great to get back to Montreal. Thank you for listening to Travel World this Saturday.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus. Have a good week, everybody.